Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about communication and conflict resolution in family businesses. My guest this evening believes that a focus on self-awareness, communication, healthy conflict, and teams gives organizations the ability to create and live by a value-oriented organizational culture while meeting the demands of daily business and increasing the outcome, the financial outcome. My guest this evening is Cheyenne Bennett, who began her career in social work, working with the mental health and senior citizens communities. Always having an interest in self-awareness and leadership, her focus on helping others shifted to helping business leaders as she entered her PhD program for organizational leadership. Tonight, my guest, Cheyenne Bennett of Compass Point Consulting, will help us to take charge of our lives by discussing how family conflict resolutions in family-owned businesses can help to increase the financial outcome of that business, as well as the well-being of all associates. It's a pleasure to welcome Cheyenne Bennett to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Cheyenne Bennett.
Thank you, Eleanor. Thank you for having me here today. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, tell me, how did you become interested in this particular area of social work? Is this an offbeat of social work, or did social work influence you?
Yeah, social work influenced me. I've always had a passion for making individuals feel as powerful as they can. So part of that is knowing who you are and being able to adjust as needed so that you're always aware of yourself in no matter what situation you're in. As I worked in businesses, I became more interested in leadership and how those same aspects affects your leadership role. And so therefore, I decided to do my PhD in organizational leadership and take a social work aspect to that so that I could figure out more what would help leaders and businesses and their bottom line.
Well, I think that's very interesting. And how did social work impact this decision?
Well, to be honest with you, it's really about knowing yourself. So I feel very strongly about that any conflict or any discussion can be had depending on how you interact with that person. So,
and what do you mean by knowing yourself? What do we need to know about ourselves that maybe we're pushing away or we haven't considered?
Okay. Most people don't even consider it. They think just growing up and living with yourself forever that you know yourself. But truly, it's a matter of knowing how you like to make decisions, how you regain your energy, how you deal with conflict. And I believe getting to know those specific items about yourself really helps you communicate with individuals and have better relationships, which really carries over into your work, into your leadership, and into the organization.
Well, tell us a little bit what you mean by knowing yourself better in those areas that you just spoke about.
Sure, sure. So one of the inventories that I use to promote self-awareness is the Myers-Briggs Personality Type Indicator. So in this type of indicator, it's a little short test that you take, and you talk about your preferences in regard to how you make decisions, how you like to spend your evenings, that sort of thing. So you end up learning about whether you're introverted or extroverted, so that means where you regain your energy. So at the end of a long night at work, after a long day, do you want to go home and be home alone or be with your family, or would you rather celebrate that night by going out to the local pub and getting a drink with some few friends? That's more of an extrovert type of thing. Also, one of the key components that I focus on is the thinking and feeling aspect of the Myers-Briggs type indicator. That is what helps you determine how you make decisions. So thinkers typically make decisions based on data, logistics, what's in front of them, and think and feelers make decisions based on their values and how the decisions that they make is going to affect other people. One thing that's important to note is that it's not 100% and 100%. It's not black and white. There are gray areas, and not everyone is one way or the other. So,
well, this sounds like a wonderful way to create peace in the world.
Yes.
If we extend it.
That's hopefully the point. One relationship at a time.
So you are now with Compass.
Compass Point Consulting, yes.
Compass Point Consulting. So can you give us some examples of how this philosophy works to increase the bottom line, which all companies are interested, all right. family-owned businesses are interested. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example from your work with a company or a business, family-owned business, where you have been able to help them?
Sure, yeah. So then again, we focus on family businesses. So it fits even more so at home in regards to these people that work together have to work together and live together. So it's important that they really know how to communicate. In the past, I've worked with a company that three siblings owned a specific company and they worked together every day. They had several staff members with them, of course.
When you say siblings, what do you mean? You mean three brothers, two sisters?
Three brothers. Yeah, sorry. Three brothers have worked together. And so, you know, three brothers making decisions together sometimes can't always be easy, of course. So it's a matter of knowing each other. So we did the Myers-Briggs and did some self-awareness education with all of them so that they would get to know each other better and how they make decisions and that sort of thing. And it was interesting because they realized that although they've known each other and grown up with each other their entire lives, they were able to learn more about how they make decisions. And it's not just, oh, that's Johnny being annoying. He always needs to hesitate when we're trying to make a logical decision about the business. And it just goes back to the relationship. And if those three are getting along and those three are able to be high performing together, it affects the whole culture at an organization.
But in order to be high performing, they have to know how to encourage each other. They have to know how to talk with each other without insulting each other.
Right.
They have to know how to talk with each other with respect.
Correct.
Of one's opinions, and right. even though they differ. Did you have to work with them at all?
Yeah, so my curriculum actually begins with getting to know yourself, so self-awareness. Then it's getting to know others, whether those be individuals that you work with, individuals that you're related to. And then once we know those foundational pieces and create trust within one another is when we start focusing on specifics in communication, conflict, how individuals deal with conflict. If believe it or not, there's actually an indicator test on how individuals deal with conflict. So some people like to avoid it. Some people like to win all the time, of course. But then there's accommodators and that sort of thing, compromisers. So it's important to know all those different aspects so that it's on the table and we can talk about it. And it really affects how a team works together, which affects the organization, how the other staff members see this team working together, and how they feel within the organization.
Can you give us an example of how give us the name of the test that you use?
The Myers-Briggs type indicator?
The Myers-Briggs indicator, right. And before you do, I just want to let people know that you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this is your host, Elena Barbro. And my guest this evening is Cheyenne Bennett, a leadership and talent coach of Compass Point Coaching in the Lehigh Valley.
Yes, Compass Point Consulting.
Compass yes. Point mm-hmm. Consulting.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So tell us, give us an example of how this learning to understand the differences and who they be, how that helped in a particular situation.
Sure. So I've actually worked on a team where it was a bunch of individuals who have worked together for years. And while we knew each other, we didn't know these items about each other. So that at the end of a day, you know, if we're stressful, how we're going to unwind and recharge our batteries. And again, with the decision making. So being, I'm personally a feeler. So on the Myers-Briggs, there's an aspect about how you make your decisions. So thinkers make their decisions based on facts, and feelers make their decisions based on how it's going to make other people feel. So I've been in a situation where I'm the feeler and I'm thinking about the person. So I've had to express my viewpoints and as the other people express their viewpoints. So for specific example, we would have somebody that wants to do something with their business that will affect people. And the thinkers really look at how that's going to affect the bottom line. And the feelers are concerned about how other people are going to feel.
And how does it resolve itself?
Well, sometimes it can resolve itself poorly, but if you, in arguing and that sort of thing, but if we really focus on the tactics that we learned and focus on using those tactics, that's when you can really get to the heart of the problem and understand each other and move forward. So it's similar to counseling, whereas you'll know these aspects and you'll learn them, but it's repeated use and repeated education for yourself that make you begin to change who you are. Everyone goes back to how they deal with arguments and how they fight. But knowing the aspects about yourself, knowing other people, you can begin to alter who you are. And that sounds bad because everyone says be yourself. But if you be yourself all the time, you're going to be selfish. You're going to be fighting with people.
But what I'm hearing is that Cheyenne Bennett, that what you're helping people to do is to not only understand themselves, but to be able to cope with the differences that they experience in others.
Absolutely.
And that this is really the highlight, that when we come together in a committee or an organizational meeting, we are each concerned with our own agenda. And what you are trying to do is to help people come to an understanding that we all have our own agenda, but we have to listen to one another with respect and integrity.
Correct.
Allowing each person to share their view and then make a decision. And this is very interesting, because otherwise, if you're in a family business and you live not far from each other, you can go home with pretty angry people who are not coming for dinner on Sunday, like one of these television programs.
Right, right.
Yeah. So we're going to talk more about how we can learn communication and conflict resolution in family businesses and how it has enabled family businesses to succeed and upgrade their final intake.
Okay.
Which is everybody's
main
bottom line.
The bottom line, correct.
The bottom line. When we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
In 2018, WDIY is celebrating 23 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening I'm talking with Cheyenne Bennett, a leadership and talent coach of Compass Point Consulting. She's a leadership trainer focused on serving family businesses, but family businesses with an income or a bottom line of how much?
Between $5 million and $100 million revenue.
And she helps owners and their leadership teams grow their self-awareness with the purpose of cultivating high-performing teams and driving organizational culture to increase the bottom line.
Correct.
And maintain family relationships.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about how your work can help, number one, maintain family relationships, because we're each different.
Right.
And respect one another. And as well, have the ultimate goal of increasing the bottom line. Right. Can you give an example from your work?
Yeah. So actually, I've worked recently with two chefs who do things very differently. By through the Myers-Briggs, they one of the types is whether you're a perceiver or a judger. Now, judger sounds judgy and doesn't mean it that way at all. It's just how you organize your world and your life. So perceivers tend to do things, throw things together at the last minute, that sort of thing. We've all known the procrastinators that somehow still do really, really well at what they do. That's because that's what they're used to and how they operate. That's what works for them. And the judgers are people that plan things out. They might give themselves a month before a deadline to do things incrementally to get things done perfectly. And that works for them. It doesn't work for people like me. I throw things together at the last minute and just pray. But so I worked recently with two chefs that have to work together. They share a kitchen together. And you know, what they do is very important. It's for a very nice company in the area that does high-level catering, high-level weddings, that sort of thing. So these two chefs need to be able to get along. Well, one's a perceiver and one is a judger. And the judger, who believes that things should be done on a timeline and started way in advance, kind of felt like he was really in the right, that no way should procrastinators throw things together at the last minute, be able to fly by the seat of their pants, this is your job and that you need to know how to do things and how to plan ahead and get it all done. And the other chef was saying, well, but I'm able to, in this job, things happen and they just come up. So I need to be able to be on my feet and get things done. And so it almost became a little uncomfortable as those two talked. But by the end of our work session together, they were able to see the importance of each side. It's the number one thing with the Myers-Briggs is that no one type is the right way and no one type is the wrong way. It's important that everyone sees that every person has their value and is able to contribute in a specific way. These two chefs were able to see, and you know, it's not 100% harmony yet, but in working together and learning more about each other, they're getting there. And at least when it starts to get heated, they can stop themselves and be like, this is because you like to do things this way and I like to do things this way. And they're able to have that conversation now because we've opened up the table to talk about the specifics, which they never really would have thought of before if you're not doing these type of instruments.
Well, that's interesting. It reminds me that this is a little bit off topic, but I remember one day my son, who was a senior in high school, came home and said, Mom, I know what I want to do. I said, honey, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? He said, I want to go to the CIA.
Oh,
I said,
boy.
You want to be a spy? He said, no, I want to go to the Culinary Institute of Art.
Oh, very different.
And he did try, but he didn't have you along as a consultant.
Oh.
He didn't go to the Culinary Institute of Art, but he did get a job in the summertime in a kitchen in a camp.
Oh.
And what he found was he could not tolerate the heat in the kitchen.
No.
Could not tolerate because
it's tough back there.
Because of the frustration and the commotion and that goes on in the kitchen was too much heat for him to bear.
Yes.
But with your work, with these two chefs,
yes,
they were able to maintain civility.
Right, right. So again, it's all about understanding how people operate and realizing that, you know, this one chef is not trying to purposely annoy the other chef. They both have the bottom line goal to enjoy this wedding, to have the bride and groom have a delightful wedding, all the guests to be happy, and they need to be able to resolve their differences, or at least, you know, it's a nice tango together to be able to do things differently, but to respect each other and go forward together as a team.
So you really made possible for these two chefs to bear the heat in the kitchen.
Well, I hope so, yes.
And that's an important contribution.
Yes.
Can you give us any other examples of your work where people were, family business were able to perceive each other differently?
Sure, yeah. So another type of self-awareness instrument that we use. So what that means is another type of survey, I guess, for lack of a better word, to get to know yourself better that we like to use is the Thomas Kilman instrument. And it's in regards to conflict. So you're able to learn how you typically work in conflict naturally, that sort of thing. So we have accommodators, we have compromisers, we have those people that are willing to fight to the death to prove that they're right. And then we have those avoiders that just walk away when things start to get rough.
Or they shut down.
Shut down, yes, absolutely. And again, just like the Myers-Briggs, none of those types are wrong. It's just a matter of being able to change yourself as needed to deal with a specific situation. You can't always shut down. You can't always walk away. There are times that you need to stay there and work on the actual problem. So you need to be able to shift. But I did work with a company that had two people that worked together. One was the person who, like myself, likes to talk about things right away. So we have a problem together. We need to talk. And the other person likes to avoid. So she, you know, needs her time to cool down, that sort of thing. So they worked in a healthcare company together, and they had a heated discussion in regards to one of their patients and what they were going to do in regards to the plan of treatment. And they did not agree. But so the one woman walked away. She needed to cool down. She was angry. She didn't want to talk about it until the next day. Meanwhile, the other person who likes to talk things out right away keeps coming up to her. And, you know, it may seem annoying. And it's like, why are you bugging me? This is really annoying. But really, it's because that person was the type that she needed to talk things out. And she needed a resolve right away. And not because, you know, it really upset her, but because she didn't like that person being upset with her. You know, let's talk about this. We can work it out together.
How are you able to resolve it?
Well, it's a matter of learning how to respect each other. So if you and I were having an argument and it was those two ladies, and I know that you like time away, but I need to talk, I need to remember that and respect that of you.
How about indicating to having you as the person who likes to talk, have the other person say, I know you like to talk, but I need time.
Right.
I need 15 minutes. I need 20 minutes. I need an hour.
Yes.
So go do something, you know, and give me time alone to think about it.
Absolutely.
And then we'll come back and talk.
Right. So that's the point of my whole curriculum at Compass Point Consulting, is that not only do you work on getting to know yourself, the self-awareness, but you get into working on knowing others that you work with. So because of that, you're able to know your team, know what they need, and you can communicate that. Like, oh, Ellie, I know that you need some time alone. I will try to give that to you. I will go do anything else to get my mind off this right now. And when you're ready, will you please come talk to me as soon as possible? So again, it all stems back to the self-awareness, knowing yourself, knowing others, the people that you work with, that you're on teams with at work, or even your family members, especially working in family businesses, it really comes together for us. But you're able to communicate better because you understand what each other needs and you learn how to be respectful of that instead of just thinking the other person's trying to annoy me.
Which we generally do think.
Right. We do, absolutely.
unless we're coached.
Yes.
And this is what it sounds like you're doing.
Absolutely.
In your position.
Yes.
You are helping people to understand and respect the other partner, who is a family member, which is even more difficult to deal with, because you do have to see them on family occasions, mm-hmm. et cetera, sit around the table. But you're teaching them to be respectful and to be less judgmental.
Right, right.
What have you seen as an outcome in the family, the bottom line?
Well, it all goes back to engagement. All of this, my whole curriculum is focused on employee engagement, which is making your employees feel as if they belong, they're heard, they're respected, they actually put time into their own work and do things on their own time, and not necessarily that needs to happen, but they're so engaged in what they're doing that they really see the value in it and want to do it. If you can create teams, high-performing teams like this, starting with self-awareness, working through conflict, communication, and learning how to really be a team together, it makes your organization or your business run so much more smoothly. You know how to communicate. You know how to get things done. You're not pausing on something that's important for an entire day just because you can't make a decision together. You're really focused on providing good results.
And it sounds like you're creating a team.
Yes, absolutely.
You're really, as you were talking, I was thinking about a football team or a basketball team, about encouraging one another and supporting one another.
Yes.
Thank you, Cheyenne Bennett of Compass Point Consulting, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that those who are involved in family-owned businesses may disagree, but it is important to resolve differences and conflict in a way that preserves the dignity, respect, and confidence of all concerned. We may disagree, but we may learn to disagree with love, respect, and honor. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.